Should I sing? Okay, kiddos, come on down. Hi, Ben. Hey, all y'all, come sit right here so I can see your faces. Y'all are just too cute to be looking out there at them. I want to see y'all. Okay, so 5 years ago, I started this job here at the church, almost 5 years ago. And I'm going to tell y'all a super, super secret that not many people know, okay? It's like the people that I'm pretty close to and a few of the ladies out there, but most people don't. So come on close. Come on. Okay. So when I have to pray out loud, like in front of all these people over here, I get really nervous and uncomfortable because I feel like I'm going to say the wrong thing. You really can't say the wrong thing to God, right? But because I was so nervous about it, Pastor Marty said, hey, why don't you do the prayer that we used to pray at another church? And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And so we never changed it. But I added a piece to it, okay? Now, you guys know this prayer. We say it every single Sunday, right? Now, we're not just saying this prayer to say it. Every time I say it, there's things I'm thinking about when I say it. So I want you to watch this. We're going to go through the prayer step by step. What's the first thing we say? Dear God, thank you for loving us. And this is what I think of when I think about that. That's what I see in my head. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for taking care of us. It's like he's got the whole world in his hands and he's taking care of us. Thank you for our family. That's my really cool Aunt Flora's 95th birthday. Our friends. Those are some really cool friends from the women's retreat. What's the next one? Our pets. This is my dog Cooper. The other two got the shaft and didn't make the children's time today. Poor guys. And then the last one is this awesome church. Now, this picture I took a few months ago, and Matt's used it repeatedly and never gave me any photo cred for it, so I'm using this one today. So I think these are the things I think of when I say this prayer. Now, the images are not always the same, but here's the important part. It's not the same for you, is it? What I think of is not what you're thinking of, right? So here's what we've got. You're going to do your own. It even says, my Miss Leah prayer. And you're going to draw what it looks like for God to love you, what it looks like for God to take care of you. You're going to draw your family, your friends, your pets. I don't have a pet, Miss Leah. Hopefully, after this week, you will have a pet. Because you can guilt your parents. I have nothing to put in my picture of pets. So you can get yourself a pet, right? And then, what do you think of when you hear this awesome church? Maybe it's Vacation Bible School. Maybe it's Pastor Marty. Maybe it's Miss Marie and her really awesome Sunday school and her snacks, right? And I want you guys to go through this and think about what these things mean to you. And then we have these little cards, and I don't know if you kids got these yet here, Ian. I don't know if you got these. And we want you to take these, and if you want to give these to your friends, and adults, this goes for you too. Give them to your grandkids. Pass these out. Say, hey, you know what? You're having a rough day. Say this prayer. And they're going to be like, well, what's this awesome church you're talking about? And then you can tell them about our church, right? So I want you to think about what exactly these pieces to the prayer mean to you. Got it? Pray with me, guys. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for our family, our friends, our pets, and this awesome church. Amen.